Today on Bold Steps, Mark Job explains how to be used by God.
You say, well, Pastor, how do I renew my mind? It's pretty simple, but it's not easy. Garbage in, garbage out. Truth in, truth out. The question is, what are you exposing your mind to the most?
Welcome to the Friday edition of Bold Steps with Mark Job. Mark is senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago and president of Moody Bible Institute. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Today, as we move forward in our series, How to Be Used of God, we're going to be looking at what it means to be set apart for a purpose. And if you've missed any part of this study from the book of Romans so far, make sure you catch up online when you go to boldstepsradio.org. You'll also find a variety of videos and articles and all sorts of tools and resources to help you take that next bold step in your walk of faith. Right now, let's get started with today's lesson. Here's Mark Job.
But what it does say a lot about is how we manage the desires of our body. The Bible talks about it. And I know that I'm talking in a world that has very little understanding of what it means to honor God with our body. And when I say to, every time I say this, I'm saying it to a 23-year-old today. You may be in the congregation and you're 23 and you read this and you say, well, Pastor, what does that mean? That my body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. What it means that when it comes to sexual drive and sexuality, that means that you hold the reins back until you actually get married and put a ring on someone's finger and say, yes, I do. And then you can enjoy sex. You're saying, hold on, Pastor, what are you saying? Are you telling me that I'm not planning on getting married for the next 5 years and getting a job in the next 5 years? Are you telling me that I can't have sex for the next 5 years? I'm not telling you. God's telling you that. God's telling you that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and that you have power to walk in holiness and restraint until that time. You say, that's crazy. And I'm going to tell you this, listen, Jesus is countercultural. We live in the world and not of the world. The way we follow Jesus in a radical way, it means that you live in a radical way that's different from the world that's around you. It means that you are holy, called out unto God, a living sacrifice. It means that the entire world around you, and I've had so many people that have dated and said, I'm going to date God's way. And their friends are always saying, their friends are like, this is crazy, unbelievable. You mean you've been dating 2 years and you guys haven't done it yet? And they say, no, we're waiting until marriage. That's crazy. Wow, that's unusual. Well, within the church, it should not be unusual. It should be the norm because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're called to live in holiness before God. We're counterculture in the way that we live. Some of you got really quiet. Yeah, let me say it real up front. If you're living together with your girlfriend right now and you've been living together for 7 years and you have kids together, I want to say I'm glad you're here. Praise God you're here. If you're a believer in Jesus the Christ, then I want to challenge you right now. I don't care how long you've been living with your girlfriend, you need to start couching it because even if you have kids together, your sex isn't sanctioned right now before God. You say, well, Pastor, what should I do? Get married. And if you're living with your boyfriend right now and he hasn't married you and hasn't proposed, feel free to give him an elbow right now in the house of God and say, come on, speed it up, bro. And I want to say that in the nicest way possible because I know that if you just came to Christ, I know that you're just learning all these things. But I want you to understand that we are living counterculture, that our bodies belong to God, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the first thing that happens when God uses us is that we say, God, my body, my soul, my mind, it belongs to you. And I want to live and walk in a way that honors you in everything that I do. Whatever you would do at the temple, hey, walk where you talk, how you talk, where you walk. I have people that come, sometimes walk into the church and they say, you know, I don't know, the roof's going to fall in because I haven't been in a church in a long time. They almost have this idea that God lives in a building. and that somehow he's blind outside of this building. And then when you walk in, he's going to say, oh, you? Where you been for 10 years? That's not the way God, it is. God is everywhere all the time. But let me tell you, when you walk into your work on Monday morning, it could be a crass environment where people are anti-God and very far from Scripture. But when you walk into the house of God, when you walk into your work on Sunday morning, on Monday morning, let me tell you what you do. You bring the presence of the living God there. Number two, renew your mind. Not only surrender your body, but renew your mind. I heard someone say this recently and got me thinking a lot, and it's really in line with Scripture. Whatever is your dominant thought, whatever dominates your thinking, is where you as a person will go. Your dominant thoughts will dictate your behavior. If you are a person that is dominated by hate and you have deep bitterness and hate within your soul, then you will think a lot of violent thoughts. You will be attracted to violence. You will end up doing violence. You will be aggressive and hateful and damaging to people because you are dominated by hate. If you are an individual who for some reason has allowed a critical thinking to dominate your thoughts, and every time you think about yourself, you think that you can't do it, then that you're nothing. If you grew up in a negative household and it's self-deprecating thoughts all of the time, then that will dominate your thinking. When you walk into an auditorium like this, you won't be thinking, how can I worship God? You'll be thinking, what do people think about me? Am I dressed right? Am I going to sit alone? Am I doing things right? Will they accept me? Do they like me? What if they laugh at me? What if I don't fit in? If that is your dominant thinking, it's going to be hard for you to think about God and follow God because you'll be obsessed with how little value you have and wanting to be accepted by people. If you're dominated by this idea of I want my needs met, and that's what's the dominant thoughts in your life, then you're going to think when you walk into a place like this, how can people meet your needs? You'll be a user, a manipulator. You'll try to get people to meet your needs and then discard them. You'll lie. You'll manipulate. You'll do whatever it takes to take advantage of people so that people can meet your needs because it's the dominant thought of your life. Whatever dominates your thinking will dominate your behavior. Some of us have come to Jesus. We become believers in Jesus the Christ, but we have not renewed our minds. So we have a new spirit, but we have an old mind. At the moment of your salvation, your soul is cleaned, your spirit is renewed, the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. The only part of you that is not immediately transformed of your spirit and your soul is your mind. Your mind has to go through a journey of renewal. God does not give you a brain transplant when you become a believer. So here's what happens. We have a lot of people that are believers, but are living with an old mindset. So even though you're a follower of Jesus, your mind towards your wife and marriage is the old mindset. You're a believer, but your mentality towards dating is an old mindset. You're a believer, but your mentality towards work and ethics is the old mindset. And so what needs to happen is that your new mindset needs to catch up with who you are in Christ. And this is what it tells us. Listen, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world. What world? This world system. We live in a broken, dark, and fallen world system that does not acknowledge God. And it's very easy to be swept up into this world system and this world thinking. And so he says, do not be like the world that you're in. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you need to find a cave in Israel and hibernate in the cave with the Bible and read the Bible day in and out and pray and isolate from your world. Jesus said that we're in the world, but not of the world. So the challenge is, how do you live in an environment where people are living like the world and embracing the world culture, but you maintain your own spirituality and your own distinctness as a follower of Jesus? That is a challenge. And the Apostle Paul tells us how to do that. He says, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. That word transformed is the word metamorphosized. Be ye metamorphosized. When a caterpillar develops a cocoon, within that cocoon, a caterpillar is being metamorphosized into a butterfly. It's funny because I see little kids looking at a caterpillar going, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then that same metamorphosized caterpillar that's now a butterfly, I see little kids going, oh, look, 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 look. One they want to move away from, but after it's metamorphosized, they're attracted to. You see, it's the same with you and I. You and I are being metamorphosized by the renewing of our mind. The way our behaviors change is when our mind is renewed. Your behavior follows your thinking. If you don't change your thinking, you won't change your behavior. What the Word of God is telling us is be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. When you have surrendered your body and when you've renewed your mind, now your body is walking in holiness and your mind is walking in renewal. Suddenly you find yourself doing the will of God in the center of His will and being used by God because your body is surrendered and your mind is renewed. That is the place that God wants you, a renewed mind and a surrendered body. By the way, in Mark chapter 9, verse 2 and 3, Jesus went up to a mountain with three disciples, and the Bible says that Jesus was transfigured. We call it the mountain of transfiguration. The same word used there is used here. It says Jesus was metamorphosized in front of them. He was transformed in front of them. Same word is used. You are metamorphosized by the renewing of your mind. You say, well, Pastor, how do I renew my mind? Well, it's pretty simple, but it's not easy. Garbage in, garbage out. Truth in, truth out. The question is, what are you exposing your mind to the most? If you expose yourself to lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie, you tend to believe the lies. If you expose yourself to garbage after garbage after garbage after garbage after garbage, you tend to embrace the garbage. The Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. If you want to renew your mind, you start with the Word. You read the Word, you meditate on the Word, you memorize the Word, you saturate your mind with the Word of God, because it's not just a book, it's the living Word of God that transforms your thinking. The Word of God gives you a perspective on marriage, on parenting, on dating. It gives you a perspective on sexuality, on work, on ethic, on worldview. It helps you understand that God is in control. It leads you to praise. It leads you to holiness. It teaches you what's wrong, what's right, what's good, what's bad. And we spend so very little time in the Word.
We're pausing today's Bold Steps message for just a moment to let you know what's coming up this weekend on Bold Steps. Mark?
Yeah, so many of our listeners know, but we have a Bold Step weekend edition that's different than the messages that are being played during the week. And so this weekend, we are jumping into a series entitled Unstuck, Out of Your Cave, Into Your Call,
And we are speaking specifically about breaking out of isolation. Mm-hmm. There are so many people, especially after these last 2 years with COVID, that struggle with isolation and the effects on their life. This is a message I think that will really help you if you right now feel like I'm disconnected and isolated.
All right. Several ways you can listen to this weekend's message. You can listen on many radio stations, of course. You can also listen at boldstepsweekend.org, or it's available as a podcast as well, along with our daily program. So look for Bold Steps Weekend. All that information is at boldstepsweekend.org. All right. Thanks for that brief pause, but let's get back into today's message now with Mark Job.
So, Pastor, I love Jesus, and I'm trying to live for God, but I keep struggling, I keep falling, Well, let me ask you a little bit. Where's your mind? What do you spend your time? Well, you know, Pastor, I do come to church on Sunday, and I get your messages. Good. That's a start. It's like if you ate once a week. Someone says, I'm so tired by Friday, I don't know what's going on. They say, well, tell me about your lifestyle. Well, on Sunday I go, I have this big buffet, I have this big meal, and then I don't eat till next Sunday. Well, of course you're tired by Friday. Because you eat on Sunday, it's not enough. Listen, you get the word on Sunday, and then you're binge watching The Bachelorette Monday through Thursday. And I'm not cracking down on any particular movie, but what is it that you're filling your mind with? The average millennial spends about 4 to 5 hours in social media, Instagram, TikTok. When they want to talk to their grandmothers or parents, they go on Facebook. 4 to 5 hours. And let me tell you, a lot of what you're scrolling through isn't necessarily, quote unquote, edifying. Well, Pastor, I'm just looking at it, and it just pops up, so I follow the trail, goes to here, goes there, and it's... Let me tell you, what are you filling your mind with? Because whatever you fill your mind with will affect your behavior. And I guess what I'm saying is that some of us need to be intentional about what we're filling our mind with. And so I want to challenge you. Get into the Word, get into the Word, get into the Word, get into the Word, get into the Word. Meditate on it, memorize it, know it, get into the Word. You say, well, Pastor, I'm not a reader. Start to read. And if not, get an audio Bible. When my kids were young, they had trouble getting into the Word of God, so I'd say, you know, listen to the Word then. And there was an app, if you like Beats, and if you're not a reader, but you are more of an audio person, there's something called Streetlights, which is a great app that puts sort of beats under scripture. One of our pastor's sons actually produced it, and it's an audio Bible that you can listen to as you're driving to school or driving to work. Listen to the Word, meditate on it, get into scripture, get the truth, start saturating yourself with the Word, meditate on the Word, which means that you go to bed at night thinking about the Word. You wake up in the morning thinking about the Word. It means you're marinating on the Word. The truth is seeping into your soul. And when I say meditate, I'm not talking about emptying your mind and saying, oh, I'm saying think about the Word, meditate on Scripture. Don't empty your mind. Fill your mind with the Word of God and let it saturate your soul and begin to change you from the inside out. Let me close with one final story. I'm told that Napoleon Bonaparte that tried to conquer the world, little guy with big ambitions, that he was in a planning room one time with some high up strategist. He pointed to a map and a big country on the map that he knew had millions and millions of people. It was the country of China. He pointed to China and he says, there lies a sleeping giant. Let it sleep. because if it awakens, it'll move the world. You see, what Napoleon understood is they don't even understand how much potential they have. Let them sleep, because if they awake, they'll move the world. I think there's another strategy room in the recesses of hell, where the devil and his minions point to a map of the world, and they point to the church. And they say, there lies a sleeping giant. Let them sleep, because if they awake, they will dominate the world. I want God to use you. I believe that you have a calling and a purpose on your life. As long as you're asleep, there's nothing to worry about. But when you wake up to the power of God, when you surrender your body and renew your mind and realize that God can use you, then you become a threat to the spiritual world. And so the enemy wants to lull you to sleep. But when you wake up, watch out, world, because if the church awakens, it'll shake the world. Now I want you to stand with me. I know this is a challenging word. I want you to embrace the challenge of walking, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, of walking as my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so I will treat it with dignity and holiness that it deserves in my dating, in my sexuality, in the way that I treat my body and what I intake and what happens with my body. I will realize my body is a temple and I will treat it in a sacred way like that. And my mind needs to be renewed in the truth of God. And so I'll begin to renew my mind in a powerful, strong way so that my mind can catch up to who I am in Christ, because I want to be used of God.
A powerful challenge from our Bible teacher, Mark Jobe, who will return with us here in the studio in just a moment. You're listening to Bold Steps, a message titled, How to Be Used of God. If you're looking for a convenient way to listen on the go, or if you want to catch up on any of the past programs you may have missed, be sure to check out the Moody Radio app or download the Bold Steps podcast from your favorite podcasting platform. You can also listen to Mark's program directly from our website, boldstepsradio.org. Now, while you're online, be sure to check out our latest Bold Steps gift. This month, we're featuring a book written by Mark called What Now? How to Move into Your Next Season, and it's yours with a gift of any amount to the ministry. To give today, just call 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. But if it's easier or more convenient, donate online and request our latest Bold Steps gift when you go to boldstepsradio.org. Now, Mark, just before we head into the weekend, do you have a final word for us on today's message?
Well, I want to challenge our listeners at the beginning of this year to take this message to heart. God wants to use every single one of you. And the way that you prepare is what you've heard in this message. You consecrate yourself and you start to renew your mind. I believe that God can use you way above and beyond what you could even fathom or imagine. But it does take a consecration and a renewing of our mind. And I would like to pray for you even right now that God would use you in this year. Father, I pray for that person that is riddled with insecurities. I pray for that person that has a lot of shame about their past, maybe guilt about their present. I pray for that person that feels so utterly unworthy to ever be used of you. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the forgiveness of Christ. I thank you that it's not based on who we are, but who Jesus is in us. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would just wash away those hindrances to be used, and God, that you would step in to with great power into each person's lives that's hearing my voice, and that this year they would be used in ways that they never imagined they could be used. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, Mark, Monday we're starting a new series with the same name as your book called What Now? How to Move into Your Next Season. Now, many of us have made New Year's resolutions this week, and I think this series is a perfect study to start the new year off right.
It really is. How to move into this next season, and some of you are ready to leave behind an old season. But we're going to be talking about, here's a couple of the message titles: Quiet Your Soul to Listen, Re-envision Your Life Story, How to Adjust Your Thinking, Inviting Others to the Journey, and Taking the First Step.
Sounds great.
Yes, I think it's going to be a great series as we transition to a new year.
And it all starts Monday here on Bold Steps. Thank you, Mark. I'm Wayne Shepherd. On behalf of Mark Jobe and the entire Bold Steps team, have a wonderful weekend. And be sure to join us again Monday for more Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.